This morning's reading's taken from the Living Bible, so it's not the Bible in front of you. But if you wanted to follow it, it's taken from John chapter 8, verses 12 to 20 in the Living Bible. Later, in one of his talks, Jesus said to the people, "I am the light of the world, so if you follow me, you won't be stumbling through the darkness, for living light will flood your path." The Pharisees replied, "You're boasting and lying." Jesus told them, "These claims are true, even though I make them concerning myself. For I know where I came from and where I am going, but you don't know this about me. You pass judgment on me without knowing the facts. I'm not judging you now, but if I were, it would be an absolutely correct judgment in every respect, for I have with me the Father who sent me. Your laws say that if two men agree on something that has happened, their witness is accepted as fact. Well, I am one witness, and my Father who sent me is the other." "Where is your father?" they asked. Jesus answered, "You don't know who I am, so you don't know who my father is. If you knew me, then you would know him too." Jesus made these statements while in the section of the temple known as the treasury. But he is not arrested, for his time had not yet run out. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Have you ever been in the dark? I mean, not going on, but in the dark. You know, what's it feel like? Was it scary? Was it fun? Peaceful? Or maybe dangerous? Imagine a city in the dark, all blacked out. Everywhere would be in darkness, without any source of light. What would it be like trying to walk along the pavement? Drive your car with no lights, finding your way home, or finding the people that you're looking for. Now, once Jesus was at a special festival. It was in Jerusalem, but because there were no street lights in those days, at the night time, obviously, it was very, very dark. Except during this particular festival, they lit four great lamps in the temple, and these lit up the whole city. Suddenly, everybody could see almost as much as they could during the day. They didn't bump into things, they could see where they were going, and they could find who they were looking for. Jesus saw the light coming from the temple, and he saw what a huge difference the lights made. And he shouted, "I am the light for the world!" Not just for the people in the city of Jerusalem, but for everyone in the world, including you and me. Now, I wonder, when you look at these lights here, which do you think is most like Jesus? Is it the candle with its gentle flame, or the camera flash? Watch carefully. We see you will use a Canon, that's better. Or the camera flash shows up all the details. Or a torch helps you see where you're going. Or maybe a really powerful light, like the sort you'd find in a lighthouse, that stops you crashing into the rocks. Have a think about that. And Fiona is now going to turn those thoughts into prayers.